calling out conservative justices. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. Pro-choice demonstrators gathering outside the homes of two Supreme Court justices after a leaked draft opinion indicates the court plans to overturn Roe v. Wade. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House.
Earlier on Fox News Sunday, Senator Chris Murphy told Bret Baier all protests should remain peaceful.
No one should be threatening violence against a Supreme Court justice or against any member of Congress.
Last night, police on hand outside the nation's capital as protesters showed up outside the homes of Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Earlier, conservative Justice Clarence Thomas saying the court will not be bullied about making decisions. The addresses of some conservative justices posted online by pro-choice groups. Google later took down one map on a website saying it violated company policy.
Senate Democrats plan to vote this week on a bill codifying abortion rights, but the legislation has no chance without GOP support.
Different states will take different approaches, so the abortion debate will not go away in the country. It will be decided by the people.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday. Russian forces in eastern Ukraine leveling a school where dozens of people sought shelter in the basement. Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv.
30 civilians were rescued from there. 60 are feared dead under the rubble. Others killed in other parts of that very hot combat area. Meanwhile, in the battered city of Mariupol, Russia's deputy prime minister and another regional Russian official toured what's left of the place. The last of the civilians have been evacuated from that steel mill where they were sheltering, but as many as 2,000 Ukrainian fighters, including injured, remained there. They're calling for their rescue, but they're not surrendering. And the Russians, well, they keep bombing.
First Lady Jill Biden made a surprise visit to the Ukrainian capital today to show U.S. support. America is listening to Fox News.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The White House COVID response team coordinator says signs of a surge in COVID cases across the country is not something to take lightly.
Dr. Ashish Jha says the number of people that could be affected may extend into the tens of millions. He said on ABC's This Week that vaccinations and boosters will be important because if Americans get complacent with the virus and variants,
we're going to have a lot of waning immunity. This virus continues to evolve, and we may see a pretty sizable wave of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths this fall and winter.
Dr. Jha says Congress is being asked for billions in new funding to ensure enough testing and treatment for Americans moving forward. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
More than 1,500 firefighters battling a wildfire in northeast New Mexico, which grew by 8 square miles overnight. Dangerous winds picking up again only a few days after some families who fled were allowed to return. Fire officials predict a historic multi-day wind event that could result in extreme fire behavior. The Hermit's Peak Cap Canyon fire started off as separate blazes that merged about 2 weeks ago. Another big jump at the gas pumps.
This time a jump of 15 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $4.38 per gallon. But diesel fuel is behaving even more dramatically. There has been a jump of 43 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $5.58.
Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price of regular grade gasoline is $1.36 higher than at this time last year. A superhero sequel scores the best box office opening of the year.
I always suspected this day would come. Because you always suspected this day would come.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness grossing an estimated $185 million in its debut weekend. The Bad Guys finishing a distant second with $9.8 million, followed by Sonic the Hedgehog 2 taking $6.2 million. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.